You know when an artist dies and you feel like you are mourning a friend because of the connection you had to their work? That question was tweeted yesterday by Kenyan musician Bill Salenga. Blinky Bill, as he's known wherever he performs around the globe with his group, Just a Band, or as a DJ. Blinky tweeted that after learning of the death of Fife Dawg, born Malik Isaac Taylor, one of the founders and key voices of hip-hop pioneers A Tribe Called Quest. Blinky watched them on MTV as a teenager in Nairobi.
It was just very cool to see black people who are American trying to connect with us as Africans. I was very much drawn to their sound and even the aesthetic that they were putting out.
Tell me more about that aesthetic, because a lot of people have been talking about that in the last few days. What was it about Tribe Called Quest that made you want to listen to more?
The music felt catchy, but not in a forced way. You know, there's sometimes when you can tell that people are trying to sell you their music. And then you can also tell people who are just making music because they love it. And I've always felt like Tribe Called Quest had that in them. That, in fact, there's one of the lyrics where Fife says, "Tribe Called Quest, you know we're never going pop. Are we never going to stop?" Something to that effect.
Yeah.
I just like it.
I've been listening to Check the Rhyme today. I'd love to know what you think MCs can learn from it.
What Fife brought in the group for me, it felt like it's a nice variation to Q-Tip's voice. It comes in at the right time because Q-Tip's voice is a bit nasal.
Mm-hmm.
And just having him check in whichever song you're listening to, it's like, hey, some fresh stuff. And there's that song. I like him, white, black, Puerto Rican, and Haitian. Name is Fife Dawg from the Zulu Nation. Whenever I play that song when I'm DJing, everyone knows that lyric and everyone is singing along.
I like him brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, and Haitian. Name is Fife Dawg from the Zulu Nation. Told you in the jam that we could get down. Now let's knock the boots like the group H-Town. You got BBD all on your bedroom.
And even if his role, for the most part, was understated, he brought such a unique and fresh vibe into the group that you can never ignore it.
Well, we will go out with Check the Rhyme today. Musician, DJ, and producer Blinky Bill Salenga joining me from Nairobi, speaking with me about the late Fife Dawg from A Tribe Called Quest. Blinky, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Peace and love to Fife Dawg and his family.
I don't get the message, so you got to
okay.
Run the pitch.
You're on point Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point Fife.
All the time, Tip.
So then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer because you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is whack, I swear you're dead wrong. I slay that body and El Segundo, then push it along. You'll be a fool to reply the Fife is not the man. Because you know and I know that you
on point all the time. Fife Dawg didn't just influence Nairobi's rap scene. He also tapped hip-hop's Caribbean roots and changed the sound of New York-style hip-hop. Our full story plus a playlist of some of our favorite Fife tracks are at PRI.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Back tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.